Bartlesville market here shortly. We got a location at 422 South Dewey, and we're doing some renovations to the building currently, and as soon as those are completed, we'll have a team on the ground over there to serve Bartlesville and Washington County in a better capacity.
Now, getting the building is one thing. Getting the building ready, I understand, is a completely different animal. And that's where the details come into play. And that's been taking a lot of time and effort because, like Regents Bank, anything they do, they want to make sure they do that right. Don't stumble out of the gate.
Yeah, we are, like I said, working on the building. I know there's not a ton of improvements. It used to be a bank building prior to Roger State owning it, and I think they used it for some offices, and they may have leased it to somebody else at some point.
But mm-hmm.
I think it's a great location there on South Dewey, right beside Price Tower. We're going to have good neighbors. We'll be right down the street from the new park that's going in between the Price Tower and the community center. So I'm looking forward to maybe having relaxing lunches in the park.
Oh, that'd be good. Now, we have Regent Bank already in Knowan, and that's been serving people for an awful long time. How many years has that been in business?
Since before the land run, so it's been a few years.
Yeah, it's a good start, as they say.
We're getting a little bit slower start in the Bartlesville, but we are very excited to be in that market and serve. We've got a lot of client relationships there, and so it'll make it a lot easier for them, serving them. And originally started in Owatta, expanded into Tulsa, then Oklahoma City, Springfield, and now Bartlesville. And so we are growing, and we're looking for new markets. So we will, as we go down the road here, you'll see us expand into other markets. And but this is obviously very exciting for me, living in Bartlesville, and the relationships we have there. I think it's going to be very good for not only us, but serving our clients.
Mm-hmm. Well, you brought some people in already because I saw the nice little news release that you had. A couple of bright, shining faces. I recognize Trevor, but who's the new fella?
We got an old timer in the banking industry. Has been in the banking industry in Bartlesville for, gosh, I don't know, 30 or 40 years. Mm-hmm. Hank Hamilton is a great man. Like a lot of people know him. I worked with him previously at a bank, and know Hank very well. Have great love and respect for him, and he is going to kind of lead the charge on our mortgage division there in Bartlesville. And so we're really going to hit the ground trying to get into the mortgage side, which we haven't strategically done in the past and currently. So we're kind of getting into that, and mm-hmm. He's getting the process going there, so we're excited about that. And we're bringing on Trayson Stewart as a branch manager. Trayson is Knowatta, from Knowatta, born and raised here. Has worked at the bank here in Knowatta for a number of years, and this was an opportunity for him to expand and grow. And he's got a ton of experience on the operational side, and I think he will serve us very well and be able to lead us on the operation there. And then Jeannie Strahan is going to be kind of the lead assistant and helping get talks together and helping clients with consumer, commercial, and mortgage loans. And then we've got a couple of CSR tellers. One, Bobby Brown, who's currently working in our Tulsa market, and she is spectacular. I know the people of Washington County and Bartlesville are going to love Bobby. She's amazing. Does an outstanding job. And then new to our team over the past couple of months is Brooke Williams, and she's been working out of our Knowatta office and will also transfer to Bartlesville. So we feel really good about the group that we got going in there, and everybody's really excited to hit the ground and get going. So I got to keep pushing those contractors to get her done.
Well, it sounds like you have an all-star cast ready to go to serve the community of Bartlesville. And, of course, you know, with everything that you offer, you're going into the home mortgage thing a little bit more. But you've always been great when it comes to personal lending. When it comes to business, especially, that's one of the things that the Regents is known for years.
Yes, sir. We try to offer all facets of products and services for our clients to serve all their needs, but know, we've probably in this market, we've probably been more known for our agricultural lending, and we do a lot of business lending as well. And so, but we do have all those other traditional consumer products. Now, we haven't been real, plugged in the mortgage market, but we are looking to really jump into that. And so once we get that branch up and going, we'll probably be out calling on realtors and really working that side. It's kind of a new product that's coming online for us where we can offer fixed rate mortgage loans for people. And so we're excited about that. I know most people want a fixed rate mortgage rather than an adjustable rate. Right now, the rates have come down and are in a really good spot. But as you know, rates tend to fluctuate depending on the economy and depending on political elections. So we want to be able to offer our customers the ability not to have to worry about the rate moving up on them. So.
We're talking with Trevor Dorsey, and he is with the Regent Bank. And when do you anticipate the doors opening at your new location down there on Dewey?
Well, I look for that to be sometime in April.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to get a timetable just yet. Again, with some of the work and things that are going on, but we're looking to shoot before April.
So April.
Be looking. I'm sure we'll be talking about this again, and hopefully next time I'll have a for sure date, and then I know there'll be some print media and social media going around as well. So. We hope to get that rolled out pretty quick so that we can have an open house and get everybody in there to check it out and meet the team.
That's really going to be neat. So you're in a real good location. You're down there where everybody's going to be with the Tower Center, and of course, all the foot traffic that's going to bring. You might as well just drop by and say howdy sometime. Just get to know the folks at Regents once the doors open here in April or so, and you get to know a little bit more about what they offer and all the products that they're bringing to Bartlesville. And you couldn't hurt to make a new friend. And all I can say is just drop on by, see Trevor. He'll be there for a lot of the time anyway. And
yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll be off in there, and of course, we'll be back and forth between our locations in Nowata and Bartlesville. But probably for sure be spending a lot of time there for the first several months.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely going to be an exciting venture for us. And again, with our team, I think they'll be ready to serve the needs of the community, and they'll be out in the community. One thing about Regent is we are very focused on all of our associates and team members being active, involved in the community. We encourage them to be involved in civic organizations and school functions. And so you'll see a lot of our team out and about at all the different events as we are now, and we will continue to do that, but probably on a little more regular basis, because we will have a full-time staff there in that market.
Well, Trevor's leadership by example there when he says you got to get out in the community. I mean, here's a fellow, not only does he work a couple of banks and another business and things like that, but here's a fellow who was helping out you're the chair here for the big charity group here in town. And if not, you're always chasing after the kids doing some stuff with school. And if not that, I'll run into you at the grocery store half the time.
Yeah, it's life doesn't slow down much, but I don't know that I would know it any other way, Tom.
I know.
Between work and kids and civic and nonprofit functions and city council, and it's
a full plate, but somebody's got to eat it, and you're out there with the United Way and just, heaping on all of the good things that the community has to offer. And, if folks say they haven't seen Trevor in a while, they ain't looking very hard.
Well, I think somebody asked me the other day, it may have been at a nonprofit board retreat, what motivates me or drives me. And I said, well, Bartlesville is such an amazing community, and we moved here 6 years ago. And everybody accepted us like we've been here our whole lives and made us welcome. And everybody gives back and really jumps in to support whatever organization it is. This community is just so unique in that regard. And I know you as a new Bartian can relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second question was, well, how do I do it all when do I sleep? And I said, well, I can't remember what movie John Wayne said this in, but I have the John Wayne mentality. I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead. So that's how I do it, I guess.
Well, I tell you what, I love your motivation, and I love your ambition, and I love your dedication to service and also to serve the community in a wide variety of different ways. And I can't wait for the doors to open up and see what happens here in the very near future. In the meanwhile, you can catch up with Regents Bank in Nowata if you're in that area. And, of course, all of the customer tools are in place there, and all of the things that makes a bank run and run well, including years and years and years of relationships and customer service. And that's, I think, that's been the key to success for not only your business, but for any business. It's the relationships and how you take care of them.
You bet. And that's something that we have to continually strive to work better at. I think we do a really good job at customer service and focusing on our customers' needs and being attentive to that. But you can always get better, and I know our team daily takes that challenge and works to be better at serving you and the community better each and every day.
All right. Well, I tell you what, it's been great talking to you between things, because I know that you've really been busy, and it's nice to get a minute with you here and see how things are getting along. And really wish you the best, and take care. And folks, if you haven't been to Regents Bank, or if you want to know more about it before they open the doors here in Bartlesville, there's a website, I believe. Can folks access the website and just get an idea of what Regents offers?
Oh, you bet. www.regentbank.com. Please take a few minutes, log in, and you can learn about the history and look at our full menu of products and services, and also probably find someone you know that you can reach out to, someone that's a familiar face that you can contact that'll be listed in there in the contacts. And again, we'd love to visit with you and find out what your needs are and try to place you in the best product or service that brings a solution to your financial needs.
All right. Well, I appreciate visiting with you, and I know you're busy, but thanks for being with us on One-on-One with the Pros, Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Tom. You have a great day.
You too, sir. All righty. Boy, I tell you what, he's a nice guy, and he's always a great fellow to talk with, and you've been listening to One-on-One with the Pros right here on K1.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
One theft every 6.5 minutes. 156 thefts every day. Car thieves appreciate all the help they can get, so here's a shout-out to the more than 57,000 drivers who admittedly made it easy for the thieves last year. 57,000 who left the keys in their vehicle and had it stolen. A 22% increase in just a year. Old habits die hard, and thieves can't help themselves, especially when it's so easy. So why is it so difficult for some people to turn off the car, take the key or the fob, and lock it up before they walk away? Turn off the ignition and lock your vehicle every time you get out. Don't leave keys or fobs inside. Put all valuables out of sight in the trunk or take them with you. Lock it before you leave it. Don't make it easy for the thief. If you know something about vehicle theft or insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National.